All right. Hey, welcome. Fritz Berger and bloodandfaith.com. It's the 23rd of August, 2023. And I've been a busy little boy working and had a little vacation and saw the doctor. Not a scheduled event. So I guess that's what happens as age marches on. In any case, I did an article, bloodandfaith.com. You should read it. It's worth reading. It talks about, it establishes the fact that when you read the Bible, there's not listed in there the Democrat Party as the enemy. It's not listed in there that the communists are the enemy, or the Marxists, or the social progressives, or the Republican Party, or the rhinos, or the Nazis, or the right-wing dictators or the left-wing dictators or not even the homosexuals, not the blacks, not the Asians, not illegal aliens, although you could argue that illegal aliens are an enemy of a people. You could make a strong argument for there. Rather, what the argument is that the people that are the enemies of goodness and the enemies of God and the enemies of all that is good and true and righteous are in fact the Jews. And, you know, in one sense it's a controversial statement, but the more I'm familiar with the Holy Scriptures, the less reason there is to be controversial. It's clear as a bell. It's clear as a bell. It's in fact, there's in the article I reference an article from the Jerusalem Post, a Jewish newspaper written by Jews for Jews and everybody else. And he, in turn, references other Jewish scholars, and their conclusion is that the New Testament, the Holy Scriptures, the Bible, is irredeemably anti-Jew. They have a word for it. They call it anti-Semitic. We can parse that later, but basically, they don't like that book. And they said it's constitutive to its makeup. You can't, it's not a verse here or a verse there. It's simply embedded in the entire story of the Gospels and of the book of Acts that the Jews are the enemy. They're the enemies of God. They're the enemies of Jesus Christ. They're the murderers of the prophets. They rejected God. They reject the law of God. They reject the prophets, and they turn and they created their own religion called their traditions. Back then, there was no Talmud. And they created a series of traditions that later on becomes known as the Talmud. Oh, I think 200 or 300 years after the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, they consolidated these oral traditions into something called the Talmud, which they have today. And that is their religion. The law and the prophets are ancillary. It's the Talmud that is authoritative in Judaism. That should be clear by now. Maybe it's not. But it's not the books of Moses. It's not the prophets. It's not the Ten Commandments. It's the oral law, the Talmud, the interpretations of Talmudic scholars over centuries that has absolutely supplanted the Word of God. The only Christian corollary I can make to this, as far as the writing of this, is that the Christians have always had the Bible. We call it the New Testament, the Old Testament. I sometimes prefer to call those the Hebrew Scriptures and the Greek Scriptures. And you've had different people make opinions on what they mean. And in the Catholic, Roman Catholic Church, perhaps other churches as well, you have papal bulls that will come out and say authoritatively, this is what the doctrine of the church is. Now, it's not quite as organized as the Talmud is. And even to this day, even now, the church, even the Catholic Church, encourages Christians to read the Holy Scriptures direct for themselves. That used to be a very dangerous and provocative thing. After all, people can come to all kinds of conclusions if they read the Holy Scriptures for themselves, and the church organization might lose control. Nevertheless, this is what happened in the community of the Jews, beginning very much so centuries before the birth of Jesus Christ, centuries below. And when you have the 10 northern tribes dispersed and then the two southern tribes dispersed. Really, it comes into its own in the Babylonian captivity, which makes sense when you hear the Bible talk about the whore of Babylon. The whore of Babylon. A false wife, a traitorous wife, a wife that became a traitor. And this wife went her own way and says, I'm going to do my own thing. And that becomes the whore of Babylon, the Jews. And so when Jesus Christ shows up, he confronted this head on. So does John the Baptist. If you'll notice in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, there's a great antipathy between Jesus Christ and the Pharisees. There's antipathy between John the Baptist and the Pharisees, and between John the Baptist and Jesus Christ versus the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the chief priests, the leader of the people, King Herod. There's no love lost. There's a hatred there. And that hatred goes back to Genesis 3:15. Said, I'd put enmity, a deep-seated hatred, even unto death, between the seed of the woman, Jesus Christ, and the seed of the serpent. John the Baptist and Jesus Christ ably represented who the seed of the serpent is when they both call them, that people, a brood of vipers. That is the seed of the serpent. Once your eyes are open to this, you can't unsee it. The seed of the serpent... According to John the Baptist and Jesus Christ is the Jews. I don't know how to make it any more plain. He tells the Jews in John chapter 8, verse 44, you are of your father the devil. He says, if your father was God, you would believe in me, but you don't believe in me. You're of your father the devil. And he doubles down on it. Jesus Christ doesn't have to double down on anything. He's Jesus Christ. The revelation, he talks about these people that call themselves Jews, but he says they're not even Jews. They're not even real Jews. They're liars. They're Satan's own synagogue. John writes that down about 95 AD, más o menos. And there's no reason whatsoever, given what John, both Johns have said, Paul, Stephen, Jesus Christ, Luke, Mark, to hold modern-day Jews in any respect whatsoever. None whatsoever. Now, the Bible talks about Satan being a deceiver. He's the great deceiver. Okay, he deceives not just you and me, but he deceives nations, groups of people. Certainly, he deceived Eve, which, think about this. Eve was sinless. She was perfect. And she was still deceived. The serpent deceived me and I ate, she said. Powerful ability to deceive. Very powerful ability to deceive. And not only did he deceive the Jews with their Talmud, but many Christians have come in and themselves being deceived by the Jews into believing that somehow the modern Jews remain God's chosen people. And they're not God's chosen people. Modern Jews are not God's chosen people. God's chosen people are those baptized in Jesus Christ and confessing Jesus Christ. Those are God's chosen people. Those born again of the Word of God. Those born again. Those washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Not the people in the religion that explicitly and utterly rejects Jesus Christ. Those are not God's chosen people. And no, they're not going to suddenly get saved. That's a deception. They're not going to suddenly get saved. See if I can't find my notes here. Wrath has come upon them, even to the uttermost. The Jews... Listen to this. This is the Holy Scriptures. This is the Bible. This isn't Fritz's crazy interpretations. The Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets and drove us out. They are not pleasing to God. Who's not pleasing to God? The Jews are not pleasing to God. But they are hostile to all men. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 14, 15, and 16 I'm reading. They're hostile to all men. They hinder us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they may be saved. In other words, because of the Jews, men end up in hell because they prevent the preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. How do you call them good? How do you call them God's chosen people when they are in fact anti-Christ? The Bible says they hinder the apostles from preaching the gospel to the Gentiles. They are anti-salvation. They are anti-Christ. So that they may be saved. With the result that they always fill up the measure of their sins. The wrath has come upon them to the uttermost. Another version of the Bible says that eternally, without end, the wrath of God abides upon them. Now, there's some small chance I can pull that up in 1 Thess 2. In the Amplified Bible, and here's what it says. But God's wrath has come upon them at last, completely and forever. God's wrath has come upon them completely and forever. Upon who? The Jews. God's wrath has come upon the Jews completely and forever. They're not about to get saved. They're not about to get born again. They're not about to have some great revival where they, oh, God, I guess we believe in Jesus now. No. That's done. That's ripped up. That's torn apart. And this whole nonsense about building a third temple, they build a third temple, it'll be to Satan. They can't figure out the difference between Satan and Jesus Christ, so they worship Satan. First Timothy chapter 4, but the Spirit says explicitly that in the later times, some will fall away from the faith, paying attention to deceitful spirits, in the doctrines of demons. Here's a doctrine of demons. Modern day people that call themselves Jews, but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan, are somehow God's chosen people. That's a doctrine of demons. Now, I realize it's not very popular to say these things in the Christian church, in the Protestant church, in the Evangelical church, in the Charismatic church, in the Pentecostal church. In the Lutheran church, in the Methodist church, in the Foursquare church, in the Roman Catholic church. Somehow we're supposed to believe that modern day Jews who are fit exactly the definition of the Antichrist. What's that? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. Let's look that up. What is the definition of the Antichrist? Well, how about 1 John chapter 2, verse 22? Who is the liar? First of all, they're liars. First of all, they're liars. Who is the liar but the one who denies that Jesus is the Christ? This is the Antichrist. The one who denies and consistently refuses to acknowledge the Father and the Son. Okay, the definition of the Antichrist exactly fit the Jews. The Jews consistently and reliably refuse to recognize that Jesus Christ is the Son, the literal Son of God, and the Messiah of God. The Jews exactly fit the description of the Antichrist. Let's give you another one. 1 John 4, verse 3. Every spirit that does not confess Jesus, acknowledging that it has come in the flesh, but would deny any of the Son's true nature, is not of God. Okay, it's not of God. It's of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and now already is in the world. All right, that's the Antichrist. Two different definitions. Okay, this is John, the Apostle John, writing this in 1 John chapter 2, 1 John chapter 4. In Revelation 2 and in Revelation 3, he's quoting Jesus Christ when Jesus Christ calls them the synagogue of Satan. And John writes in the gospel according to St. John. John chapter 8, verse 44. He said, hey, all these people that are Jews, well, let's read it. John 8. So the Jews say to Jesus, Abraham's our father. Jesus said to them, if you were truly Abraham's children, then do the works of Abraham and follow his example. I'm reading out of the Amplified Version, but I'm going to switch. I'm going to go to the, how about the New American Standard? Why not? I like that version. Sorry about that. Got some radio flowing here. The Jews said to Jesus, Abraham's our father. Jesus said to them, if you are Abraham's children, do the deeds of Abraham. But as it is, you're seeking to kill me. Okay, Jesus Christ, God Almighty, tells the Jews, this is before they kill him, you're trying to kill me. Now, for all the preachers and all the pastors, I don't care if you're the Pope, you're saying that the Jews are not responsible for the death of Jesus Christ? What is wrong with you? What is wrong? When Jesus Christ comes and he looks at the Jews and says, hey, you're trying to kill me, who are you to refute Jesus Christ? You're not a Christian. You're not a Christian. You might be a Judeo-Christian, but you're no Christian. You come out and you publicly refute what Jesus Christ says? Come on. How can that be? How can you go around saying I'm a Christian and yet you publicly refute and deny the words of Jesus Christ? You've done what the Jews have done. And in this article I posted up at bloodandfaith.com, I talk about this. Well, the Jews talk about it. The Jews agree with me. The Jews agree with Fritz Bergen. The Jews are talking about the Holy Scriptures, how they're completely anti-Jew. And they say, how does the church do this? And it says they do to their scriptures exactly what we did to our scriptures. We overrule it with an oral tradition. The Jews themselves condemn the modern Christian church. They say these modern Christians, they are refuting the written word of God, the written words of Jesus Christ and the apostles. In the same way we overrule the prophets in Moses' books. With our oral tradition. They say how it's done. They recognize in the modern church exactly what they did to the law and the prophets. They override what is written with their oral tradition. If you want more on this is Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 9. Especially verses 1 through 9, Matthew chapter 15. Jesus Christ nails it on the head. He says, hey, the Jews want to talk about hand washing. And Jesus says, listen, you've overruled the written word of God with your oral tradition. And the Jews acknowledge that. They say, yeah, that's exactly what we do. But as it is, you're seeking to kill me. A man has told you the truth, which I heard from God. This Abraham did not do. You are doing the deeds of your father. This is what Jesus Christ says to the Jews. You're doing the deeds of your father. The Jews said to him, we weren't born of sexual immorality. We have one father, God. And Jesus said to them, again, if Jesus Christ says this, if you call yourself a Christian, why would you refute Jesus Christ? Why do you have some doctrine that says we're all the children of God? That's a lie. That's completely opposite of what Jesus Christ said, taught, preached, and was written down. Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me, for I came forth from God and am here. For I have not even come on my own, but he sent me. Why don't you understand what I'm saying? It's because you cannot listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil. Jesus Christ says to the Jews, I'm saying this slow. I want to make sure it goes in deep. John chapter 8. Starting about verse 31. He's talking to the Jews. He says, we don't have the same father. We don't have the same daddy. My daddy's God. Your daddy is the devil, Jesus Christ says to the Jews. Again, in John, the Antichrist are those that deny the Father and the Son. That's also the definition of a liar. Truly I say to you, if anyone follows my words, he will never see death. Oh, I skipped a couple verses here. You are of your father the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. Your father was a murderer from the very beginning, and he does not stand in the truth because there's no truth in him. Whenever he tells a lie, he speaks from his own nature because he is a liar and the father of lies. All right, and then you compare that to what John says in 1 John chapter 2. This is the liar. This is the liar. He who denies that Jesus is the Christ. That's the liar. This is also the Antichrist. All right, they're the Antichrist and they're liars and they're of their father, the devil, the Jews. The Jews are. The Jews are of their father, the devil, Satan. According to the Holy Scriptures, according to the Apostle John, according to Jesus Christ. Literally, it's undeniable in the Holy Scriptures. You have to completely overwrite the Word of God with your man-made oral traditions. If you got false prophets in the church, does not the Bible talk about those who were amongst us, but they left us? They were one of us, but they left us. Now you've got people running around saying that the Jews are God's chosen people. No, they're Satan's chosen people. Again, Satan went to Jesus and said, Jesus, I'll give you all the wealth and power in the world, all the glory of the nations. Just bow down and worship me. Jesus says, no, stuff it. So who took that up? The Jews took it up. The Jews took it up. Come on, people. The Jews took it up. They swear an oath of allegiance, a blood oath of allegiance to Satan. They stand before Pontius Pilate. Pilate, the European man, declares Jesus Christ innocent. The Jews say, away with him, away with him. Give us Barabbas, who's a murderer and a robber. Pilate says, don't you want me to release to you this man, Jesus, the King of Joseph? And they said, no, we want you to murder him. His blood be upon us and our children. An eternal oath, a blood oath of hatred, a blood oath of loyalty towards Satan and against Jesus Christ throughout the generations. Let me go back and read what Paul says earlier. The Jews who killed the Lord Jesus, please don't ever say that the Jews are not responsible for the death of Jesus Christ. You find yourself fighting against Holy Scriptures and what Jesus Christ said. They killed the Lord Jesus and the prophets. They drove us out. They're not pleasing to God. The Jews are not pleasing to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. The Jews are not pleasing to God. The Bible teaches that the Jews are not pleasing to God. And they're hostile to all men. You want to save your country? I don't care if you're from Cambodia or Canada. These people are not helpful to you. They hinder us from speaking to the Gentiles so that they may be saved. They subvert the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Who does? The Jews do. This whole idea that that modern-day Jews are God's chosen people is an inversion of the truth. It's an inversion of the Holy Scriptures. With the result that they always fill up the measure of their sins, but wrath has come upon them fully, finally, and forever, to the utmost. Did not Jesus Christ himself look at Jerusalem? He says, you're desolate. I'm leaving you desolate. What's desolate? Barren. There's no more fruit from you. He goes up to Jerusalem. Before he gets to Jerusalem, he looks at the fig tree, and he cursed the fig tree. He says, no more forever. Forever will you bear fruit. The whole idea that the Jews are suddenly going to get born again contradicts the Holy Scriptures. Oh, but God says, Israel is my beloved forever. That's the church. You know, I'm glad you're asking all these questions, even though you're not. But that's okay. I'll pretend like you are. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22. You have already come to Mount Zion. You've already come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God. You've already come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, to the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the myriads of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks better than the blood of Abel. The Church of Jesus Christ, we are the body of Christ. Sorry about that. Don't mean to get emotional. Sometimes it just catches up to me. We are the body of Christ, the Church of God in Jesus Christ, those baptizing, confessing, and believing. We are the body of Christ. We've already come to Mount Zion. We've come to the heavenly Jerusalem. We've been sprinkled with the blood that speaks better than the blood of righteous Abel. Those of us in Jesus Christ are of the seed of the woman. Those who call themselves Jews, and believe me, these Jews, they're not some biological descendant of Judah. It's possible that there's some out there. But we, the church, are the children of God. We are the chosen nation. We're the holy race. Oh, let me pull up another scripture. 1 Peter. I want to say it's chapter 2. See if I can't find it. I lay in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone. The one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. That's Jesus Christ. Now, to you who believe, the stone is precious. But those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which also is what they are destined for. That's the juice. But you, you church, those in Jesus Christ, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession. It isn't the barren and desolate people that call themselves Jews. That you, Christian, may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. The deception is that somehow these modern Jews are God's chosen people. No, they're Satan's chosen people. That's why Jesus called them the devil's children. That's why Jesus Christ called them the synagogue of Satan. That's why Paul writes in Thessalonians, which is the eternal word of God, wrath has come upon them finally, fully, and forever, in the Amplified Version, to the uttermost. And they're the enemies of all mankind. And they are the murderers of Jesus Christ. They're the murderers of the prophets. They're the ones that prevent the preaching of the gospel so that people can be saved. They're Satan's chosen people. That's why Jesus Christ, he turned down the devil. The devil said, I'll give you all the wealth and power in the world. Oh, they didn't take it. The Jews took it. What was their offering to Satan? They murdered Jesus Christ. Of course, he rises from the dead. And they've worshipped him ever since. And they've been the enemy. Go read the book of Acts. Who's the enemy in the book of Acts? It's not the rhinos. It's not the Republican Party. It's not the rhinos. It's not the Democrats. It's not the National Socialist Party. It's not the communists. It's not Che Guevara. It's not Fidel Castro. It's the Jews. It's the Jews. This must become the cornerstone of Christian theology. Once again, this is a cornerstone teaching in the Holy Scriptures. It's a cornerstone teaching all throughout the Gospels, in the book of Acts, in the book of Revelation, and the epistles. This is a cornerstone teaching. It's not a minor thing. The enemy's not the Democrat Party, and it's not the Rhinos, and it's not the Republicans. It's not the Nazis. It's not the Marxists. It's not even the homosexuals. It's the Jews. Forever, 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 forever. What does Jesus Christ say? He says, bring these people who don't want me to rule over them and slay them in my presence. Talking to a friend of mine the other day, never heard that before. He thought Jesus was just love and forgiveness. Honest to God, they thought Jesus Christ was just love and forgiveness, love and forgiveness. Jesus Christ himself says, bring these people who didn't want me to rule over them and slay them in my presence. And the church has tried to make Jesus Christ into some sort of modern abomination. That's it for now. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.